First among them in May was the decision to recognize the newly declared state of Israel, something that Truman did. That we were the first nation to recognize Israel, and Truman did that in a way that has cemented a kind of relationship with that nation that might otherwise not exist. So I think he gets a lot of credit for not just for that sort of diplomatic notion, but the idea that there is an Israel and a democracy in that region is something that I think Truman deserves a lot of credit for. He also, that same summer, the Berlin airlift gets underway, the standoff with Stalin, and you know, Stalin tries to shut down Berlin. Truman decides to supply the city through air transport, so everything that a city needs to run, you know, food and fuel and clothing and everything. I mean, and it's just this amazing expense and just a Herculean effort, but it was a huge success. It was something that a lot of people, I wonder if Truman himself even wondered if it would be as successful as it was. He desegregated the armed forces and the federal workforce. Black and white troops had fought separately. You know, there were black soldiers in their regiments and white soldiers in theirs, and they were sent out to battle, but they were not intermixed at all. And so Truman desegregated the armed forces. He desegregated the federal workforce. There were no longer black and white offices in the federal service.